FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A KZN woman says she's been stranded for 3 days at Dubai's flood-hit international airport.
People have resorted to sleeping on the ground as there is very limited access to available chairs. There are children and elderly people sleeping on the floor.
Nikita Nell says her flight from Dubai to Durban was initially delayed several times and then cancelled with no explanation from the airline. She was heading home from the Netherlands and was meant to board a connecting flight when record rains caused flash floods in parts of the UAE this week. Dubai Airport, the world's busiest for international travellers, has cancelled more than 1,000 flights. Nell says there are about 30 South Africans stranded at the airport. She says there have been some heartbreaking scenes.
People who do not have access to the Emirates app unfortunately have to stand in a queue that has a waiting time of approximately 9 hours. I have had people pass out and faint in front of me because of these long waiting times and no access to any sort of refreshments from the airline. They have been taken away by ambulances.
Limpopo Health says it's identified most of the victims who died in last month's horrific bus crash. A team was set up to positively identify the 45 people killed when the vehicle travelling from Botswana to Moriah plunged some 50 metres off a bridge and caught a light. The worshippers, all from Botswana, were making their way to an annual Easter gathering. An 8-year-old girl was the only survivor of the crash. Provincial Health's Delivali Muava says they've confirmed the identities of 42 of the victims so far. He says their team is now turning its attention to repatriation efforts.
The teams will meet on Monday, where they will finalize the packaging of the remains of the deceased to prepare them for repatriation. So the MEC for Health, Dr. Popi Ramatuba, said the team is currently finalizing the analysis of the remaining sample and said she's short of words to appreciate our team for their professionalism and speed at which they managed to handle the disaster, appreciating its sensitivity.
And the top three runners in Beijing's half marathon have been stripped of their medals. The event was rocked by controversy following allegations that three runners slowed down to allow a Chinese star to win the race. The athletes from Kenya and Ethiopia appeared to wave Asian Games champion He Ji over the finish line. They then finished the race side by side. Event organizers say they'll be recovering the men's trophies, medals and bonuses. A recap of our lead story, a KZN woman is among 30 South Africans stranded at Dubai's flood-hit international airport. You've been with the Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.